Now let's go to the hotline and bring in our market and air travel expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefun.com. So, Jay, let's start with politics and how the markets have been handling all of this turmoil over the past couple of weeks. I mean, everything has been upended. It's one monumental event after another. But for the most part, seems to me, and you know better than I, the markets seem to be taking this all in stride.
There have been some minor course corrections in this. It started last week after the assassination attempt on over the weekend. Last Monday, we actually saw the markets go up quite a bit for about a day and a half. And the thought process was, okay, that this unfortunate event, the result is going to be that Trump's going to come out stronger, and it gives him the position where he more than likely could win the election. So we started to see a lot of the energy, the oil and gas stocks, those types of things start to surge a bit, thinking, okay, if Trump does return to the presidency, the industries and sectors that benefited from round one could certainly do so again. So we saw some people positioning their money accordingly. Now, as the week progressed, and certainly as we went into the weekend, not much of a change. But then when President Biden decided to step aside, and I mean, all this is historic. We really have nothing to compare it to. We actually saw the market enter back into a stage of uncertainty where it's like, okay, if it is going to be Harris, we don't know if it is, that's going to be going against Trump. Who's going to be the running mate? What's going to be the platform? What's going to be the agenda? And when you interject all of those unknowns into the market, Ryan, you know what happens. There's some increased volatility, a lot of uncertainty, people sitting on money, hesitant to really make a move left or right because they really don't know how things are going to go. The thought is that as we progress closer to the election, a lot of these unanswered questions will start to be addressed, giving investors a little bit better of an idea of which way they may want to, you know, start aligning their portfolios.
And on top of that, we have what looks to be a rate cut coming some point soon, maybe sooner rather than later. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, it could be September. Well, when Jerome Powell came out recently and said, you know, we don't have to be at 2% to start seeing reductions. Yeah. We just need to be headed in that direction at a sustainable rate where we can see where things are going.
That was notable.
That was something that was, well, wait a minute, it wasn't a complete change of direction, but it was certainly different terminology being used then by Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, than what we'd had before. So that really started causing a lot of optimism on Wall Street, saying, hey, look, come September, you know, better than a 70% chance we could be looking at an interest rate cut. And I would agree, if everything remains equal, Ryan, as we have right now, if we were to transport to that September decision, I think there's a very good chance that could be the case. But I'm going to quickly point out, we have a lot of different mile markers between now and then we have to pass that's going to give us an indication on if this trend is continuing or if there's things there that are giving us a reason for pause. So that's what the Fed and the officials there are going to be looking at as we progress through the rest of the summer to determine if, in fact, September is going to be the best time to go. And you know, if it happens, what's going to take place from the political standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that's from people that just read the headlines, not people that have dove into things as you and I have had for such a long period of time. But it's very interesting, and it's going to be intriguing as we progress.
Yeah, I think we're of the same mindset. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates for any kind of political motivation. No. I think, you know, they've been very cautious up to this point, and the data is leading them in that direction, and that could change. Like you said, we've got more time, more reports still to go before we get to that point. But boy, if you're the Democrats, if you're Kamala Harris, who is going to be the nominee of the party, if those rate cuts begin in September, there's no question the political impact, that's going to be a bit of a boost.
Oh yeah, in fact, if I'm Harris, you know, not that either side of the politicians always tell the truth, yeah, you know, we talked to the Fed. We told them we thought this would be a good idea. So this is my first gift to the, you know, to the American people. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind that Trump has been so anti-Jerome Powell. I mean, he's gone out of his way to criticize the Fed chair. So if you were someone that was politically motivated, and he is not, it would be very easy to say, oh, yeah, watch this. But, you know, that's not what him and his team have done over all of these years. And certainly I don't expect a departure from that. because Jerome Powell could care less what any elected official has to say. Mm-hmm. In his mind, it's the U.S. economy and the global economy that's at risk here. Because if we misfire, it's not only going to impact us, it's going to impact other economies around the world. So the idea that you would allow something as petty, and that's the word I'll use, as a political comment to sway you one way or another, that's not the way this man is built. And that's one of the reasons I like him a lot as the Fed chair.
And I think that's something that former President Donald Trump's going to have to answer at some point during this campaign, his opposition to Jerome Powell, mm-hmm. as Jerome Powell has navigated things, again, late to the party in terms of tackling inflation. But since then, they've handled it, you know, pretty well, especially when you compare how we've rebounded from our inflationary highs to other countries around the world. I think there's no question about that. So I think that would be something I'd like to hear more from former President Donald Trump in terms of his reasoning behind that position. We're joined by our market and air travel expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Jay, let's switch gears. You had this global internet outage on Friday. And where are we in terms of the airlines recovering from that? Because it caused quite a mess.
It did, except for Southwest Airlines, because their computer system is 36 years old and it doesn't take that update. And they were totally unaffected.
Hey, that's the benefit of using floppy disks. Hey,
exactly.
How about that?
Yeah, the dial-up modem's still working here. But today, across the country, we're in good shape except for one airline. Delta. Now, I don't know why, but Delta has 650 flights as of this moment that are canceled. That's 17% of their flight activity today. 306 flights that are delayed, which is 8%. But when you compare 650 flights canceled by Delta, and you look at United, who only has 17 cancellations, you look at American, has only 38. Obviously, Delta, for whatever the reason, their computer systems are having a very difficult time rebounding. So the answer to your question, if you're flying anybody but Delta today, you should be in pretty good shape. Delta continues to apologize to the executive, saying that they're working, obviously, as hard as they can, because the more they have canceled flights, the bigger the backlog of passengers that you're desperately trying to get to your destination. And sadly, we're seeing a lot of people that are being told you can't get to where you're going for 6 days, five days. And that's why the people that are reaching out to me, I tell them, look, if you are destined for Orlando or Tampa, tell the agent, get me anywhere in the state of Florida, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, and I'll rent a car, make sure you can get one, to get to your destination. Because if you can give that agent some options, some alternatives, it increases your chances of trying to salvage what may be left of your vacation.
All right, air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. Again, you can find everything Jay works on for the markets and all of that at daytradefund.com. Again, daytradefund.com is the website. Jay, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
I cannot wait, Ryan. Thank you.